You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy meets real life. I'm Amy Scott. Next week, government and business leaders from around the world will meet in Davos, Switzerland for the 2018 World Economic Forum. This year's theme is creating a shared future in a fractured world. So what exactly goes on at these elite gatherings? We brought in a Davos vet to tell us the five things we should know about the World Economic Forum.
My name is John Van Rienen, and I am a professor of economics at Massachusetts Institute for Technology.
To start things off, what it's like to be there.
So the first thing people should know is that people at the World Economic Forum in Davos are very earnest. One of the things that really struck me when I was there is that you have a lot of people gathered on the top of a Swiss mountain, quite desperate to kind of want to do good things or be seen to do good things. Although, you know, often the images are of all these kind of corporate leaders and titans plotting to rule the world. I think what really struck me is that, you know, people actually want to somehow use the power of business to actually do things which, you know, are beneficial to the world, like tackle poverty, inequality, foster democracy, and that they're very earnest about it, or at least appear to be very earnest about it.
But with that earnestness comes a bit of something else, this year more than ever.
Well, the second thing is that there is a lot of anxiety. People are very conscious that the image of Davos is of very kind of overprivileged elite people sitting around, drinking, sipping champagne, chatting and skiing, looking down on the world. And I think the anxiety is particularly strong at the moment because of, you know, the political climate where around the world there is a great deal of populism and kind of anti-globalism. And of course, Davos is the epitome of people who are, you know, globalizers trying to come up with global solutions to the kind of problems that people face. So I say there's a lot of nervousness and anxiety in general, and particularly at the current moment.
And if you think it's just politicians and business people in Davos, you'll be surprised by this third thing.
The people there are a very eclectic bunch of people. So when I went there first, I thought that it would all be kind of business people and some, you know, top politicians. And of course, they are there, and that's the kind of bedrock, if you like, of Davos. But there's a lot of people from non-governmental organizations and charities. There's a lot of academics like myself, you know, economists, sociologists, historians, all kinds of people. Huge amounts of media people, writers. I remember I once met someone who was the head of a meditation center there.
Which brings us to the fourth item to know, that this meeting of the minds can be really enjoyable.
It's actually fun. You're in a beautiful place. There's people doing skiing. It's a great place for star spotting, walking down the corridor and there's Bill Gates coming from one direction, Angelina Jolie from another direction. And I think a lot of people would be very happy if they could just get their phones out and do selfies all the time. So, you know, although people are earnest and anxious, there's also a lot of fun and enjoyment going on there.
But if you're hoping that videos and recaps of the panels going on at the forum will enlighten you, Professor Van Rienen says you might be out of luck.
The interesting stuff all happens in between the kind of formal meetings, the, you know, the random chats which go on outside in the corridors and walking around and maybe in the evening. So I'd say that the kind of the formal set pieces are less interesting than the more informal stuff which goes on. The main education thing often can be a little bit superficial. I think the really important stuff actually goes on, you know, behind the scenes.
So what's on the agenda for this year?
What I think people are going to be talking a lot about is the kind of huge kind of populist backlash going on at the moment, the growth of, you know, extreme parties on the right as well as the left. So I think the big question will be what could be done to try and get economic growth and wages and incomes of people up. In a way that can fight back against the kind of populist view that the solutions to these things are to break down globalization, to put up barriers, trade barriers, barriers to people moving around, barriers to immigration. So I think that there will be a desperate seeking of ways to get growth which can be more evenly spread, to come up with ways of fighting back against the kind of wave of populism that we're seeing all over the world at the moment. I think that's going to be centerpiece of what people are talking about.
We'll have more from the World Economic Forum in Davos next week from Marketplace's own Stephen Beard. And that was John Van Rienen, professor of economics at MIT.